Blog Talk Radio.
Conversation. How you doing? What's up? What's going on? So much to get to, you know, folks. Because remember, they're coming to your door, so make sure you've got all kinds of stuff, because what you want to do is I got misinformation. Misinformation. See, they think that we're not getting the vaccine because of misinformation. Because of misinformation, people aren't getting the vaccine. Okay, I don't know. When, the only misinformation I know is they're having people being told to do whatever, that they can't do whatever they want to now because of COVID. Yeah, that's right. You need to be locked down, stay home, not go anywhere. It's okay, folks. You're vaccinated, but you got to do everything you did when we were locked down. Stay home. Okay. Let me see here. What else do we need? Don't worry. Because the BLM NFL Millionaire Democrat Party activists can do as they please, because NFL is so in the toilet, so is the NBA. People are done with this. People are done, you know, like you should look at those videos of the Olympics where people are like, they're done with them because like, okay, look at this Olympic stadium that was made, look at this pool and all this stuff that's never being used. Oh yeah, some hoity-toity, you know, person said that Biden's, what is that crap that Biden's doing? What do they call that? His money laundering photos where the Biden family is doing something for someone and they're getting paid for it, but they're pretending that the photo is what the payment's for, when the payment is actually for something else, and they're just giving one of Hunter Biden's kindergarten finger paint. What else? Oh, we got all kinds of stuff, folks. We do. We got all kinds of stuff. We got, like, 3 fully vaccinated Texas Democrats who fled D.C. to protest the election integrity measures test positive for the China virus. We call it the China virus because it comes from China. Then you got people that want to, like, how can anyone stand with Cuba right now with what they're doing? I want to live in Cuba. Well, then go. If you think Cuba's so great and you stand with them, then live there, okay? Yeah, these people in this country want to have what these migrants are running away from. Migrants wouldn't be coming to this country if what you want is so great there, communists. Party of America, Democrat, whatever, Democrat, Socialist of America, and Communist of America. Texas stands with Cuba in their fight for freedom. But, you know, why would you, you know, Texas doesn't know what they're talking about because there's equality in Cuba, yeah. Yeah, the equal ability to have no food, the equal ability to be homeless and poor and have nothing. And Biden nominee edited radical eco-terrorist newsletter advocating violence against government officials. Gee, surprise on that one. Joe Mitchelman, John Tester, uncommitted, want debate on $3.5 trillion infrastructure package. Because we just got to keep spending our way out of debt. It's going to solve everything. Remember, folks, we're going to solve the world's problems by making airplanes out of beef. Remember, folks, let's see if I can want to do something. Don't forget Psalms 105:1. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. You know, think about that. And I have to, God has a weird way of doing that, because I'm like, I have an abundant garden with all kinds of stuff, right? All kinds of tomatoes and whatnot. And it's funny, because it's really funny because let me let people know I'm live. But yeah, like when you get a scripture and it's exactly what you're talking about. Because I did a video like, hey man, this garden's God, I couldn't do it. But hey, he gets the glory, you know. But I don't understand this. Because, like, see, there's so much double standard in this dang world, and there is, because I guarantee you, if that was Trump Jr. selling $500,000 artwork, I guarantee you, CNN 24/7 coverage. We demand. We're gonna take a subpoena. We're gonna spend $8 trillion, $8 billion, $8 gazillion to find out who is buying the artwork. Who are you money laundering? Because we all know that Trump is doing something illegal, and he's getting money for it. And in exchange, they're giving a painting to pretend that they're someone's buying a painting, when the money is just a payoff for Trump. We know it's Russia collusion payoff. We know it is. We got the Steele dossier that was faked, and we know it, but we're not. I'm done with this. I'm done. Hunter Biden, that's what they're doing. The Bidens are doing illegal crap, and hey, you do this for me, I'll give you money. And Hunter Biden's like, well, we can't really just, I'm going to make some paintings so that when you give my dad the money for doing the favor, we'll pretend like you bought a painting to keep the, so we can kind of divert the attention away. Because God forbid anyone would, I wouldn't even, no, Lord, those welcome to finger painting with Biden. Yes, that's right. He's finger painting, and he's getting $500,000 for paint. If he's getting that kind of money for paintings, then I need to quit careers. I'm going to tell my wife when she gets home, honey, if you're listening, I'm going to start painting. See, they're doing what's called money laundering. That's where you channel the source of money by, you know, you disguise the source of money by channeling it to an intermediary. So you're hiding the source of the money, like who's doing what. And what you're doing is they're basically saying, here you go. You wax this person for me, okay? You take Jimmy Hoffa and you get rid of him. And here's $1 million. So, okay, I off Jimmy Hoffa and they give me $1 million, but what I do is I give them a painting, and I pretend like the painting is what they're buying for $1 million, and actually, it's just a diversion tactic, because really, I took Jimmy Hoffa's, I know where he's buried. Just kidding, but, you know, that's what they're doing the legal crap, and then to conceal what actually the payment is for, dear D, it's for finger paints that Biden's doing. I my name is Nancy Pelosi, and it's perfectly legal to sell finger paintings for hundreds of thousands of dollars. I mean, it's perfect. I swear. I mean, Dumb and Dumber was a movie. Now it's reality. Seriously, you got people in this country that are standing with Cuba, that are Cuban sympathizers, that support the Cuban government. Oh, Cuba is equality for all. What do you mean? Oh, yeah. You get beaten, tortured, abused equally the same. You starve the same. You have no opportunity. Oh, dearie. I think my phone's hacked. It's what happens when you do conversations. People get your number and they... hack your phone and... you get death threats, you get people harassing you and all this stuff, so, hey. Comes with the territory, because these people want communism, because it's just so wonderful. Like, it's bad when you get these black people, like, white privilege, real, eh. Yeah, I want to know where this privilege comes from. I want to know, and like Charlie Kirk said, what can you do? You served our military. You did this black woman, all this thing. What can you do in this country? Sorry, you were better off under the Jim Crow laws than you are now. Because back in the day, more black families were families. Now it's, hello, I'm Maury Povich, and welcome back to Keisha. And it's Vaseline. And Genoria, no, it's not. Yeah, you actually got it right, because most people say gonorrhea, but my name's actually Genoria. Yeah, you all have had 25 paternity tests and still no match for a father. That's the black community today. Not all of it, but in a large part. Look at the photos of Detroit back in the day and look at it now. They don't care about you. When are you going to... I still remember when Obama was president. Broken homes? Yes, we can. Run down neighborhoods? Yes, we can. Do you care about... you don't care about the black folk? Do you do anything to help us? Are you not going to help us? Yes, we can. Food stamps? Yes, we can. Do you try to make our dream Section 8 housing? Yes, we can. And that's the problem in this world, folks. People don't get it. These black neighborhoods are in the toilet. Why? If everything's so wonderful and so great, why? Why are they in the toilet? Why is Gary so mad? Why is Detroit so bad? Why Oakland so bad? Why is San Francisco so bad? I know I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I know, okay, we actually are going to find you something. We're going to call this stimulus bill, line my pocket, 206, okay? Now, if you support and vote and get behind us passing line my pocket 206, we're gonna say we're going to do our stuff to help the community, but we're just going to give me better ice cream. I need more ice cream, because I'm in, folks. That's the problem. We got needles and feces everywhere at the moment, but is that progress? The increase in feces and needles in LA and all this stuff? Heck, if in some of those places in California, I don't know if I would leave my home. I'd stay quarantined, not from the virus, but from everything else, from the feces and needles and homeless people everywhere. And what's funny is, why don't we hear about homeless people getting COVID and being hospitalized by the tens of thousands when they're the ones that are not being, they're not social distancing, they're the exact opposite of everyone that's staying home in the thickest stuff. They are. They're not in the thick of things. They're not social distancing. They probably, if they can find a mask on the ground, who knows how clean it is. Oh, but don't worry. it's sad because in like LA County now, they're going back to mass mandates and locking down all this crap and stuff and making, you know, a lot of this stuff. Even if you're fully vaccinated, they're wanting you to lock down. Are you kidding me? So I should lock down in California and wear a mask, do all this crap to protect myself when I'm vaccinated. I can't wait to see someone trying to knock on my door with a vaccine. Yep, okay. So, if I'm not getting the vaccine, well, see, the reason why I'm Nancy Pelosi again, and the reason why you're not vaccinated, because of misinformation. See, if you got some proper information from me, because I'm Nancy Pelosi, you get your vaccine, okay? Now, when you mean misinformation, do you mean that you're telling people who are vaccinated that they can, I don't know, like social distance and wear masks still, or they're supposed to because they can still get the virus? Is that misinformation that we're being locked back, they're trying to lock us back down again to get us in more control? Do you mean that these FDA warnings that they're putting on the vaccines because of issues? Okay, is that what you're talking about?
I'm asking a friend.
Because I'm asking, you know, he wants to know. I'm asking basically for a friend. I'm not getting the vaccine. So I don't care what kind of crap you do to me and try to convince me. Not getting the vaccine has nothing to do with the fact. Sorry, folks, it's not because it's misinformation. Because I don't have to give you a reason. Because if you want to, see, here's my point. I will fight to the death for you to be able to get 50 vaccines of, you know, one of each kind or whatever. I don't know how many. I don't even know how many different kinds there are. I don't even care. I would only want to know about information about the vaccine if I plan on getting it. If I'm not even going to get it, why would I have misinformation about it? Because that's what gets me. Well, folks, see, people aren't getting the vaccine because of misinformation. Maybe they need to ask people. I don't know one thing about these stupid vaccines because I don't care because I'm never getting one. So, how can I, if I'm not going to know, if I don't know anything about the effing vaccines except for people, the ones that are vaccinated, the ones that are like social distancing and masking up and doing all this crap, and I'm not wearing a mask and I'm not doing anything. If I don't care about the vaccine, don't give two craps about it. How can I have misinformation about it? And how am I not getting the vaccine because of misinformation only when I'm not getting it, period? If I'm not going to buy it, I'm not going to get it. And someone said, well, look at all the people that died, whatever the crap. They try to tug on your heartstrings like, all these people are going to die because you're not going to get the vaccine. Oh, yeah, well, millions of people are dying every day because of people who get behind the wheel and drive a vehicle completely sober and get into a normal car accident. People die every day by the thousands. So why are you driving a car? Why are you insensitive? You know, you might as well just go and just piss on the grave of someone that's been in a car wreck if you're behind the vehicle, because if you're going to try to say that I am offending, like, how dare I not wear a mask or social distance or get the vaccine when people have died from it? Okay, I don't get the flu shot and people have died from it, so what? I drive a vehicle and there are hundreds of millions of people have died behind the wheel of a car. So what? I'm not going to stop driving just because people have died behind the wheel. I'm not going to stop living my life. I don't give a crap about this misappropriation where, oh, how dare you celebrate Native casualties. You might as well play Celebration by Kool and the Gang while you're having Thanksgiving because there are families that have died. Hundreds of millions of people have died every day because you choose to have Thanksgiving with your family. Yeah, that's whatever. If that's what you think, go ahead. Shut up and leave. I don't care. Millions of people have died in a plane crash, in plane crashes. Millions of people die in car crashes and plane crashes and train crashes, but people don't sit there and think twice about getting behind the vehicle. They'll get behind the wheel or be a passenger in a car. So you're celebrating native casualties of car accidents if you get behind the wheel or in a passenger in a vehicle ever. Well, it's not actually the same. Well, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Yep. They try to use a whole Achilles heel. Well, you don't. Well, this is not about freedom. Sort of like the if I smoke, I'm not just affecting me, I'm affecting those around me. Actually, they say the secondhand smoke's worse than the first, so you get more damage than me. But anywho, you know, that's what they're doing. They're trying to make up all. Like, I have one dude trying to like, well, I said, have fun. Just, if you want, go to Cuba or somewhere where they have government control, where they run your life. I'm not buying this crap. Sorry. There ain't nothing you're going to tell me or show me. I'm never getting it, so don't even waste my time, because I don't care. Oh, I'll get the vaccine if they put a bullet in my head, killed me, taken my guns, and then injected it in me after I died. I'm so tired of this. Well, there's so much misinformation. That's why no one wants the vaccine. Well, I don't know anything about the vaccines except for when something comes up on Breitbart or one of these conservative things about how the FDA is putting another warning on it. That's all I know about them. I don't know how many different kinds are or whatever. I don't care about it. I only discuss about two things with the virus, with the vaccine. If there's a new FDA warning or this bullcrap that all these people have to be locked down. You should stay, if no one's getting the vaccine, then you vaccinated people, you need to stay locked down. And it's like they're telling the people that are vaccinated that they need to go back to the way we were when they first tried to scare us with this vaccine and with this pandemic, and they scared people into stabbing and killing and punching each other over toilet paper, and you can't find any anywhere. And alcohol, it was all gone, rubbing alcohol, you couldn't find it anywhere. And, you know, all this stuff was gone. They want you to go back to that point, but you're vaccinated. If you should have to do anything to prevent yourself from getting the virus and you have the vaccine, then you need to really question the vaccine in the first place. What's it doing if it's not going to protect me from COVID? If it's not going to protect me from COVID because I still have to social distance, then what are they injecting in me, and what's the real purpose of the vaccine? Because it's not for the virus. I can tell you that, because if it was for the virus, you wouldn't need the lockdown. You wouldn't need the social distance. You wouldn't need the mask. You'd be able to roam free. The whole point of the vaccine when it first was being introduced is we need to get these into people so that we can start living mask-free and get back to normal. What is normal? Lockdowns with masks and social distancing and government control? Where the government says, thanks to July 4th, 1776, I can celebrate 4th of July. I don't need government's permission. Yeah, I saw a thing on Breitbart where one of the royal people is writing a memoir or some bull crap. Like, who cares? Why do we care about the royal family? I stopped caring on July 4th, 1776. I hate it. Oh, did you see the royal wedding? Why would I give two craps about a royal family that I don't care about? Because I excommunicated myself from them on July 4th, 1776. That's when we celebrate our independence from them people. Yeah, we have independence. We have a Bill of Rights. Yeah, what you need to do, you need to get copies, photocopies of the Bill of Rights, so that when someone comes to your house knocking, trying to force you to get a vaccine, you give them the Bill of Rights and shut the door. Or you slip it under the door. Here you go, read this. I guess you didn't I guess you had misinformation on the Bill of Rights, but here you go. Oh, yeah, here's the Constitution, too. It doesn't need to be rewritten, just reread. And I said, well, you could rewrite it in a way that says the exact same thing as it does now, but just in plain English, like, hey, the Second Amendment right guarantees me that I can always own a gun till the day I die, no matter what, under any circumstances. Now, the only way they're going to take away our guns is if you don't, if you hand them over. I mean, you have three fully vaccinated Texas Democrats who fled D.C. to protest election integrity measures, and they tested positive for the China virus. We call it the China virus because it came from China. The same people that were pushing this scary pandemic are now trying to push this ultra-safe, super... The same people that are trying to get you to wear a mask and lock down and do all this stuff, now they're telling you that get the vaccine so you can stay locked down and wear a mask and social distance. Gee. You want the stupid people that think they have no rights to do this over here. So basically, you have the same group of people. You have social distance, mask-wearing, lockdown people on your right hand, and you have mask, lockdown, and social distance people on your left hand. The only difference is one's vaccinated and one isn't. They're all morons. If you're stupid enough to allow the government to, well, come on, folks. People are going to die. Come on. I'll get the vaccine the day you stop using a vehicle altogether. I mean, you're not a passenger or a driver. You'll never get in another vehicle ever because millions of people die every day in car accidents. And to prevent that, I think you should set an example by never being in a car ever again and walking everywhere you go. I mean, no planes, no trains, no automobiles. Just walk everywhere you go. And I wouldn't recommend using a horse either because, you know, like Christopher Reed got paralyzed on one, so that's not safe either. And if you ride that, you're crapping on the fact that he got paralyzed. So, yeah, I wouldn't do that either. Yeah. Folks, we got 31 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you're around the world, wake up, or we'll be like Cuba. And there are people like, okay, if you want to be like Cuba, so if you think Cuba's so great, why don't people, we have a free country. This is a free country, folks. You can leave. These Democrats that think Cuba is so great, they can live there. Hannah Jones, please move to Cuba. Please. You think socialism is so great? Why are you here? What if some liberal can explain to me, if you hate this country so bad that you disrespect it but love communism, why aren't you in North Korea? Why aren't you in Cuba? Why aren't you living in China? Why aren't you in a communist country? Why aren't you in Iran or Turkey where they control you and own you? Why is someone like Hannah Jones praising socialism for making Cuba the most equal country? No, I think North Korea is the most equal country because you only have one way to do it. The dear leader's way, or you're in a work camp, or more than likely just killed. I think we need to go to Cuba and all the freedom fighters should come here. And all the people that are in, that want and take all those democratic socialists and have them go down there and you live. Remember, folks, it's not cancel culture. It's called communism. Yeah, that's right. It's called communism, my friends. Communism. But you never hear about those three vaccinated Democrats that have COVID that are flying around with no mask on doing whatever they want to. Makes no sense. Like, wipe before you poop. It don't make sense. It don't. I mean, I stand with the Cuban people. And what they're doing to Cuba needs to start happening here. We need to start before it's too late. Remember what the national anthem says. You know, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? The bombs bursting in air as our reconnaissance says that flagpole was hit multiple, and people just got by that flagpole. And bam, and they knew they were going to die, but they knew what it meant to have that flag on the ground, and they were never, under any circumstances, going to allow that to happen. You know, we need to get this country to wake up, and these idiots, like, communism is so great. Yeah. It's so wonderful. If communism is so great, then what's this caravan doing coming here? The country, the kind of country you want, they're escaping from. Oh, don't worry, your taxes, these people that are coming across this border, these illegals, they're going to be able to get crap. Just wait till they get all these benefits you can't have. Wait till they go to the doctor and they get stuff paid for it. You go and it's like, I owe how much? I asked her to pray for me and my wife because she has to have eye surgery and it's way more money than we have. So we're trying to figure out where we're getting it, and God's going to bless us. I'm not worried. God is going to place a miracle. Oh, and I do have, let me see if I can, I think I finally posted it. But I do have a PayPal for the weekly conversation. It's www.paypal.me/weeklyconversation. So if you go there, you can donate to the conversation because I pay for 100% of what I do. I don't have sponsors, as you see. I don't have, like, sponsors. Oh, yeah, this half an hour is sponsored by the Second Amendment, reminding you, if you hand over your guns, you're a fool. Well, I've had several people, because I open carry all the time, they give you this weird look like, I mean, I go to Michigan and there are people open carry in my all the time. Like, how you doing, man? What you got there? Oh, wow, you got a 9/11? No way. Is that? Oh, okay. It's not like an original 9/11. Cool. Yeah, right on. Yeah, I got a Beretta 9mm, and then it's nice. Right on. Cool, man. It's good to know that the people here will be safe, because if someone tries to do something, there's a place I want to go in. It's in Kalamazoo, and they I kid you not, it's like a barbershop, and they have like craftsman toolboxes that they keep all their stuff in, and it has a note on the front door, all our beauticians, all our barbers and beauticians are fully armed, nothing in here is worth your life. I'm like, yes, sir. And I wanted to try to get my hair cut that day, but and get all trimmed up and everything for the wedding. That never happened because, you know, I was at the Polish National Center setting up stuff. Yeah, I got Polish in me, so. But, yeah, I mean, these people, like the vaccine, the people that come here to try to, you need to give them a Bill of Rights and a Constitution. Hey, buddy. Yeah, you got misinformation, so this is information for you to read. This is a little pamphlet. It's called the Bill of Rights. And here it explains my God-given rights, and, yeah, this is the Constitution. Yeah, you need to reread that because, yeah. Have a nice day. But don't worry, folks. But one of Biden's nominees edited a radical eco-terrorist newsletter advocating for violence against government officials. I don't understand these nut jobs that want to be that they're getting in the White House. Let me tell you, that someone like that they'd be raking her over the coals if it was Trump trying to get someone like this. Tracy Stone Manning, president of Joe Biden's You know, she's like, you know, the President Joe Biden's nominee to lead the Bureau of Land Management. She was in charge of a eco-terrorist newsletter, Extreme Group Earth First. And they were threatening government officials. They're these wackos that think that the world's coming to an end. And I wonder what they do. I want to know what they do when they say the world's coming to an end and that date passes and all this. They're like, okay, yeah, according to Al Gore, we should already be, the Earth should not exist, so okay, I don't know what to do now. I'm lost. I don't know what to do anymore. Joe Biden's lost. You know, Al Gore, your movie, by your movie, we should already not exist anymore. What do I do now? Because I gave everything away thinking we wouldn't be here. And I just took a bunch of credit cards out and I got like $8 million in credit card debt and now I'm screwed. What do I do now? You're the one that told me the Earth was going to come to an end. I saw your movie. Well, I met this nice and close. I knew it was a scam because, see, I'm in bed with Al Gore. I got millions, see. So this little woman can just scam. But I know that because I'm Nancy Pelosi. That's the problem. All this bullcrap. Well, the Earth is coming to an end. Don't worry, folks. We got an eco-terrorist that had a psycho, the world's coming to an end, save the Earth newspaper kind of thing. It's the Green Day, like the Earth Day equivalent of like the, remember the bomber guy that was like going around and like technology is going to be so bad and he was like bombing places. Remember that dude that had all the bombs? The Unabomber guy that just went to different places and to try to end technology and all this stuff. And that's the same type of psycho, only it's an Earth version. The world's coming to an end, and we need to take. And I bet you it was. Now was that newspaper printed on soy ink? Was that on recycled paper? Was that on hemp fiber? Which is great, by the way. But you know. But it's okay. She's gonna be the Bureau of Land Management person. Yay, just what we need. Some crazy psycho woman that thinks that the Earth's coming to an end and we need to do something. It's okay, folks. The world's coming to an end. According to Al Gore, member pig. I mean, that's what's wrong with these kids. The misinformation, I'm so tired of everything being about misinformation. Oh, we're not censoring you. We're just stopping you from sharing misinformation. There's a thing called freedom of speech. I can say whatever I want to. It's your job to find out if it's true or not. If it's really misinformation, then people would take and look that stuff up and prove, well, yeah, this guy's retarded. That don't make no sense. Yeah. The vaccine is wonderful. Once I get it, I won't have to social distance or mask or do anything. But it's okay, folks. The world is coming to an end. Just read Revelations, because it's coming, you know. We're living in a time where good is bad, and being bad is being good, because that's where this world's coming from. Have fun, folks. Because you're the one that's the a-hole for calling out a man who is breastfeeding a baby. I don't know what's going on, boss. I'm trying to breastfeed my baby. Well, maybe because you're a man. Maybe you should let the woman breast. Well, she's a man. Well, she's got the actual duct glands. the milk, I call them ducklings, but they're the milk glands to produce it. You don't have that. Maybe we need to go back to getting those people help. Not today. Now they get like a freaking medal. Oh, this guy that thinks he's a giraffe, he's getting a medal and a statue. And I mean, those people used to be sideshows on like the late night. Let's meet Tammy Simpson. She's a lady who has potato chips that this one looks like Jesus Christ's potato chip. This one looks like Snoopy. Yeah, I just open up potato chip bags and I find potato chips and I pretend they look like something and then I got on TV. Because somebody actually thought they did look like a Charlie Brown. And then you look at them on TV and like, maybe if I was on acid, that might look like something. You know, I'm like, wow, man, that looks like, But, you know, it's funny, though, because they never look like anything, but they're like those, they're the lady with, like, the potato chips that look like, you know, whatever. And it's kind of funny because that's where we're getting. Now those kind of people that they would kind of get on there to kind of, I think, make fun of a little bit. But so you say that, yes, this image of a mockingbird got embedded into the window. We don't know what it is because we've had experts look at it and it's not really in the glass, but it won't come off. But it looks like, then it looks like a mockingbird to you. And then get them on late night and they'd be like made fun of. Now these people that are like, cuckoo. Now they're not on Jerry Springer. Now they have normal people on Jerry Springer. Let's meet this guy. How you doing? So you can actually propose to your wife. You're a man proposing to your wife. Wow. Isn't that daring? You know, what if she says no? I mean, because it's not like you think you're an elephant. You didn't screw her brother or her mom or her sister or her cousins. You're just a Christian conservative that wants to ask your wife to marry you? Wow. Okay. That's more, you know, these Jerry Springer Maury Povich type shows, now they have like normal people. Because now, then, I mean, how can you have someone that thinks he's a giraffe? I mean, because we have a society now where a man breastfeeding a baby and he can't do it because there's nothing there. And then he says he's supplementing with formula when he's not supplementing anything because he's not giving it anything in the first place. I'm surprised he didn't have like a tube put into there so that out of his nipple, he could have like formula come out or something, pretend he's actually doing it. I'm not trying to give the freak ideas, but Lord, I mean, you're a man. If you got something, I don't understand this world. And I guess that's why I've done this program. I don't understand. Now, a Christian conservative is like evil, but a man that tries to breastfeed and can't because he's got no milk duct glands in his chest, you're a bigot if you think he's like not right in the head. I mean, you have a world where Cuba is fighting for freedom. You have tens of thousands of people every day coming across that border into this country. And they're escaping the very thing that these leftists want. All those people just need to move. Why don't we just take buses and take all those migrants over to California? Heck, Newsom will get them free food and free money and free everything. They're already bankrupt, so why not just print more money? What the hell? Make their own currency? I bet you if California had their own currency, it'd be like $80 for a slice of bread. Because they just keep printing it and printing it. We don't want to work because it's too hard. Can we get another stimulus there? Hi, I'm Governor Newsom, and today I am making printing presses for every American that lives in California so they can print their own money. So when they need groceries or whatever, they just print off like $20 and then go to the store. And hey, it's a great idea. I'm Governor Newsom. Trust me. I know what I'm talking about. I mean, is this misinformation also involved, like, the governors and, like, senators doing whatever they want to, but telling us to lock down, like, rules for me, not for thee? It's just questions I'm asking on this program. Wake up. If you have to do all this crap that you were doing last March now, if you're vaccinated, then what's the point of getting the vaccine? Because when they first started rolling that thing out, the sooner we get people vaccinated, the sooner everything's going to go back to normal. That's not going back to normal. And you can't blame unvaccinated people because we shouldn't affect you if you're vaccinated. You shouldn't even be worried about an unvaccinated person. And if you are, then you should be thinking, well, then what does the vaccine actually even do, if anything? Then what is the purpose of the vaccine, since it does not do anything to protect me against coronavirus? What is it designed to do to my body? What kind of bioweapon is it? I said it. I don't think it has anything. I don't think one iota has anything to do with this virus. Now, if you want to get someone that I trust, if I could have a vaccine and have someone that I believe and trust with my whole heart to analyze it and tell me 199% every single solitary item in that vaccine, down to the micron, down to the millionth of a, like to the atom. There you go. That ain't never gonna happen. You know, people need to wake up. Oh, Cuba's so wonderful. Yes, no, it's not. If Cuba's so great, then why don't you live there? I'm so tired of these people wanting to bring communism here, but people are trying to get away from it. If people are coming here to get away from communism, how good is it? How great is communism if people are coming here to get away? Seriously. Seriously, folks. But there are so many people coming out. Think to yourself this. If America is so bad, why are people fighting to get here? Why are people fighting? Let you ponder that. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are. This world is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Remember, folks, it's not cancel culture. It's called communism. I mean, they've already admitted that they're using Facebook to spy on us and all this crap. And well, see, everyone in America would be already vaccinated if there's misinformation out there. And I'll be Joe Biden. Facebook, it's not killing. I mean, 12 people on Facebook are killing people, but Facebook isn't killing people. See, the problem we have is we got to fight misinformation because no one's getting the vaccine because of misinformation. I want to know where this fake information is. No one, see, I think, see, information on the vaccine is sort of like CNN. No one's watching. No one's looking. No one's reading. Okay? Hey there, Biden, buddy. Old pal. No one cares. We're too busy working. I know a guy that $17 an hour riding a lawnmower where you like sit out and you stand on the back and you and he has a commercial lawnmowing business. $17 an hour, can't find anyone to work. And everyone he gets to help is just like weekend help. I thought about seeing if, hey, when I'm done with work, if you got like an hour job or something, or 2 hour job where I can just go and stand on the lawnmower and I'd do it, you know. Not that I have time, but, you know, $17 an hour. But I wonder, like, what do those guys do during the winter time? I mean, some of them probably have trucks and they put a snow plow in there and they plow. We stand up. You know, we work. I'm too busy working to sit there and be like, oh, yeah, I got about 6 minutes left, you know. I'm a little bit too busy working to sit there and be like, yeah, that's right, folks. Why, well, what's, because they're blaming everything on misinformation. If you disagree with them, it's because of misinformation. It makes no sense. They're so out of touch. Oh, yeah, the misinformation. Yeah, there was a guy that went to Kinko's and he got a bunch of copies of the misinformation and he handed them out. Because I guess that's where you go to get copies made. Kinko's, isn't that right there, Kamala Harris? Well, where are we going to get copies? Well, you go to Kinko's to get copies. You know, that woman probably hasn't wiped her own butt in 25 years. She probably hasn't driven a car forever because she just has people do whatever. She probably has someone put a cup to her mouth with a straw in it. Can you believe it? I was at dinner and I almost had to pick up my own glass and give it to me. Oh. I'm vice president. You're supposed to feed me. This serv over here, he's supposed to cut up my food and give it to me. What am I supposed to do? Chew it up and spit it in your mouth? That's what's wrong with these politicians. They're so out of touch. Go to Kinko's. Yeah, it was FedEx Kinko's, and that's been... Now they have a little pop-up in Walmart, you know, like FedEx, like shipping stores, but it's not really a copy place anymore. I think you possibly could, but it's not what they're known for. I mean, especially when it was Kinko's, they had so many problems because 99% of anything you would print was copyrighted, so technically they could get major lawsuit if you, because I guess they had that where somebody printed something and violated copyrights and... I know I broke a whole bunch of I don't think there's one thing I copied that wasn't copyrighted. I remember when they had those cards and you'd like load them up and crap, what am I going to do with this because I don't hardly ever come here and I have more copies on the thing. You need copies? Sure, I have my card. And then there was times where like I didn't want to go buy a thing printer so I'd go to the thing and spend like $10 to get on the internet to print something off via their computer, you know. Oh, the good old days, 20 years ago. But Kamala Harris still thinks that's where you go to get stuff printed off. Kinko's. And that's the intelligence level of the people in D.C. You got someone that thinks people still go to Kinko's for copies. Which hasn't, her and my dad would get along great because that's how my dad thinks. My dad would bring up stuff, dad, that hasn't been here in like 12 years. What? Yipper. And she's like the vice president of her own little dictatorship world. And I've heard that there's rumors that the administration is scared that she's going to take over, because I guarantee if she takes over, you better knuckle down really quickly, because I guarantee you $1 million we get locked down, she's going to be coming around. Well, guess what, folks? Okay, Congress, you got about 2 or 3 weeks to enact gun laws, gun control laws immediately, or I'm just going to do it myself. I'm the president, and I'm just going to make an executive order, because we're trying to keep cops from doing their job, and crime is rising, so we're going to blame guns. And I'm Kamala Harris. I know what I'm talking about. Trust me. You can trust me to be the VP because I know what I'm talking about, because I get my photocopies sent to Kinko's. I got people. Yeah. See, the misinformation is CNN and ABC and all this stuff, and they're saying that supposedly in California, like the COVID rates are skyrocketing. Like people getting COVID is back to levels that were like when I'm dumb. The vaccine is useless. How is a vaccine useful if you still need the social distance? And if only unvaccinated people are affected, then who cares? Then whatever. Remember, folks, think about this for 1 second. With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this Wednesday, folks, remember, stand up and fight. Fight while you can. Good night. God bless you all. And take care. Goodbye.